Welcome to Shulchan Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zevachim Daf Peites. Perek Kol HaTadir starts with the words Kol HaTadir Mechaveiru Koidim Es Chaveiru. Anything which is more tadir, which is more frequent, comes first. A big shaila that the poskim can discuss is what happens if someone chose to do, started doing the thing which is less tadir, less frequent, and then he realizes, no, but I have to do the tadir first. Do you say, should he stop what he's doing right now and go to do the tadir? Or then I have another issue. Ein ma'avir mele mitzvahs. Ein ma'avir mele mitzvahs means, once you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah, once a mitzvah is in front of you, you have to do that mitzvah and not go to do another mitzvah. So one is in the middle of doing the mitzvah, which is not tadir, should he stop that and be over an ein ma'avir mele mitzvahs in order to come and fulfill that the tadir comes first? So seemingly there's a theory about it. Because the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Chofei says that you after tzitzis, after talis, you put on tefillin. Because ma'alim b'kodesh, you go up in kodesh from talis to tefillin. And the Beis Yosef adds over there in the beginning of Simen Chofei that there's another reason, because tzitzis is tadir. Tzitzis is more frequent. It says you wear every day. Mashiach tefillin, you wear only during the weekdays. But continues the Shulchan Aruch says, if someone by mistake hit the tefillin before he got to the talis, so then he needs to put on the tefillin first before the talis. So seemingly, if a person already hit the mitzvah, which is less tadir, like in the case over here that the tefillin is less tadir than the tzitzis, he will put in tefillin first because ain't my vira mitzvahs. Meaning ain't my vira mitzvahs now trumps kol tadir mechaveir. But on the other hand, we find in Nugelin Yonin de Yoimo, if you have Rosh Chodesh that falls on Chanukah, so you have to start reading. First, you read the parasha of Rosh Chodesh, and then you read the parasha of Chanukah. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh is more frequent than Chanukah. But says the Ramah on the end of Simen Tov Resh Pei Daled, that if by mistake they start reading the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah, and you realize, oh, Rosh Chodesh comes first. Says the Ramah, Tzorch lehafsik likroiz b'shem Rosh Chodesh. He has to stop reading Chanukah and go read Rosh Chodesh. Explains the Mogen Avraham why Apagav Dein Ma'avir Mele Mitzvahs is in the middle of doing now the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah. Still, Hacham Akvois, Rosh Chodesh has to come first. So ask the Taz on the spot. But we learn Ligabe Tefillin that if he hit the Tefillin before the Talis, he puts Tefillin first. Because Dein Ma'avir Mele Mitzvahs trumps Kol HaTodim Mechaveiru. So why over here you say you're going to stop laning the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah and go to Rosh Chodesh because it's more tadir? And he brings also a raya from our perek, because in that Tzadik Aleph, the Gemara says, what happens if a person was shoychet in a tadir first? Should he wait until you do the tadir and someone else will be mixing, will be mimaris bedomer? Says the Taz, but if you tell me that you do the Eino Tadir first, you're not Yoytze at all. Of course, the doing Eino Tadir first is not Yoytze. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah. So that's the stero that the Achronim are dealing with. Do we say the Ein Ma'avir Mele Mitzvahs trumps Kol HaTadir, or Kol HaTadir trumps Ein Ma'avir Mele Mitzvahs? So Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner Zatzal, in Chilek Gimel or Chaim Simen Zayin, says a big Yisoid. He says like this, there are some mitzvahs, that there's a tzura of how to do the mitzvah. It was given to us by Chazal that this is the way the mitzvah needs to be fulfilled. He builds up it based on how from the idea that brought down the Ramban, you have to have the kelim of the Mikdosh in order to do the avoid in the Mikdosh. And if you're missing the kelim, so you're missing the tzura of asiyas mitzvah. And it's part of the mitzvah of v'chol asher amarti lechem tishmeru. He goes to bring an example, which is quoted in the Mogen Avraham, that tefillin sheyad and tefillin sheroish, that tzura is to do yad before roish. That's the seder mitzvah. That's the order of the mitzvah. Mashiach, we talk about tefillin and talis. It's that. Talis and tefillin are two separate mitzvahs. Yes, you do. There's a reason for talis to be first, because it's more tadir. But it's not the tzura of the mitzvah. So the same thing we talk about karbonis. When you have to do one karbon before the other karbon, each karbon stands on its own. So you have to do one karbon first because it's tadir. But if you did the other one, you haven't done any ma'avir mele mitzvahs. It's not going to change. I'm not going to stop what I'm doing right now. Mashiach, when I talk about kriyas HaTorah, there's a tzura that that's how I'm laning Torah. Chazal gave us a certain way, a certain sequence of how we're supposed to relay the Torah. And the tzura of the Kriyas HaTorah, that we're learning Torah over here in Shul, is that we start with Rosh Chodesh and end with Hanukkah. It's not just a regular in Mavir Mala Mitzvahs, that in the middle of something, so I'm doing something else. But there's a certain tzura, a certain way, a certain method of how the mitzvah needs to be fulfilled. You're not just changing the order, you're changing the tzura of mitzvah. So maybe that's the pshat. Usually we say in Mavir Mala Mitzvahs, trumps Tadir. Unless that's the way the mitzvah is supposed to be done, there's a seder in the mitzvah itself, then you say the mitzvah is supposed to be tadir first, change the tadir second, you change the order, you have to stop what you're doing and go back and do a different way. So we learn every year in Yonah D'Yayma, when you read Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, it's not just two kriyas HaTorah, but Surah Sakriya, the Chazal Misakin for us. Anyone who wants to join response to the Shomachshava Shirurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.